the process of voting and what you need to know and questions you have about, you know, how it all works and where you go, then get them into us now, because we've got the County Registrar and Returning Officer Padraig Burke with us in our studio here in Killarney. Padraig, good morning to you and thanks for coming into us.
Good morning, Shereen. Thanks for having me.
No, it's been a huge amount of work, obviously, for you and your staff as it is. There's a huge number of candidates here. There's the local elections and the European elections. Very long ballot papers is one thing to say, but what's the message you want to send out to the people who are looking to exercise their vote tomorrow?
Well, the polling stations are open from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. tomorrow night. So you all have received your evidence of identity, your polling information card, which has details of the forms of identification you should bring with you to the polling station. So there are quite a number of additional voters on this time by comparison with previous elections, because there's been a lot of activity in the registration offices to register all the additional voters. So you need to bring a form of identification with you to the polling station. Your polling information card will have identified the in both English and Irish the forms of evidence of identity that you need to bring with you, and primarily they're photographic evidence, a passport, a driving license, an employee identity card containing a photograph, a student identity card issued by an educational institution containing a photograph, a travel document containing your name and a photograph, a bank or savings or credit union book containing your address in the constituency or electoral area, a public service card, a temporary residence certificate, a Garda National Immigration Bureau card, or an Irish residency permit. Now, if you have those, you bring them with you. If you don't have those, you bring any of the following accompanied by a further document which establishes your address in the constituency. That is a checkbook, a debit card, a credit card, a birth certificate, and a marriage certificate. Now, essentially, the polling information card is useful to identify the polling station you should go to cast your ballot. And on the right-hand side of it, it has your name and address and your polling location on it, so, and your polling number. So bring that with you. It aids the staff identify you on the register of electors. Now, there's two registers, the main register and there's the supplement, which would be the people who have been added on in recent months, and that's called the balancing list. So what I would say to people, look, turn up between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. bring identification with you, be quite prepared to produce it, because the presiding officers are required to look for identification from voters. So you will be expected to have it. If you don't bring it with you, you may be asked to go home and come back with it later. So that's why you should come out in good time.
Yeah, on that and on being asked for identification, someone might say, oh, I've been here for years, you know me, but not to take offence if you're asked. It's not someone looking to cause trouble. It's not someone looking for a confrontation. It's someone looking to do their job to make sure you are who you are.
Precisely. And I suppose the best example I give you is Boris Johnson himself in the UK, who was sent home and told to come back with his ID when he attended his own polling station some years back. It is a celebrated story in the UK.
Yeah.
But it just goes to prove it doesn't matter who you are. You have to have your ID.
Yeah. With that in mind, you said there's an increased number of people. Is it on the supplementary register this time, a larger number of people? And with those, some of them will be beneficiaries of temporary protection, some of them will be international protection applicants. So the ID will be important in those instances, I'd imagine.
Correct. They must bring ID with them. That's the law that ends here applies, and you must have proper identification, and the presiding officer must be satisfied as your identity. So it's no different than going through immigration. If you come through, they have to see who's coming through, who are you, same thing.
If you make a mistake with your ballot while voting, can you ask for another ballot? And what's done the original one, and what do you need to do?
You can, yes. That's called a spoilt ballot. So if you make a genuine error in the marking of your ballot, you're better off then to approach the presiding officer and say, look, I've made an error. Can I have another ballot paper? You must ask for the replacement ballot paper. If the presiding officer is satisfied you have made an error, they will take the ballot paper from you, mark it spoiled, mark the counterfeit of that ballot paper spoiled, and issue you with a fresh ballot paper. And then that ballot paper we put into the spoiled ballot paper envelope, so it doesn't go into the main body, just in case you're wondering.
So that's what happens. So don't panic.
Yeah.
The the presiding officers, they're there to help you.
They're there to assist you, yes, Chris.
Yeah, and it will be, like, it is an issue. It's going to take a long time for some people because, you know, if you want, you can go 1 to 23 on the European Ireland South ballot. There are large ballot papers here. Even for the locals, there's lots of people running in different areas.
Some of them, it's up to 17 candidates. So the main thing to do is to take one ballot paper at a time. They're set out in alphabetical order by surname. So work your way down through the ballot paper to see who's there. And then when you're satisfied that you know what the ballot paper contains, take your time then and mark it in numerical sequence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on, all the way down to 23 if you wish. The relevance of the 1 to 23 is that it's a transferable vote, so even if you don't get your first preference, the vote continues on down in accordance with the number of preferences that are in sequence.
Yeah.
So that's why you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on down the line. And then when you go to second ballot paper, be that, well, that's the local or the European, doesn't matter which, you have to start the entire process all over again.
From the don't cross crucial. Over, because we see it every election. Somebody goes 1, 2, 3, and then on the separate Ireland South, instead of starting at 1, 2, 3, they go 4, 5, 6, and 7. Yeah, and that throws your vote into doubt.
That will invalidate the second ballot paper because there's no clear first preference in the second ballot paper. And the Coyle decision would be an example of that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you can't say, well, they put number 4 there, that's the highest numerical, so that means a 1. That day is gone. Yeah. Your vote will be gone. So just be careful of that. Okay, a listener gets in touch and says, how do I apply for my voting card? Well, you don't need a polling card to vote. That's the first thing to say. ID is the most important thing.
Yes. Well, everybody should have received a polling information card. Now, to be fair to the councils, if you're on the register of electors, they've sent on the information to printers, the cards have been printed, they've been posted, but not everybody is going to get them for one reason or another.
Yeah.
So if you don't get one, you can still turn up at the polling station, and if you've voted frequently over the years, then you know where you're going. So turn up at your polling station, and your vote should be there. If you have a doubt as to whether you're registered or properly registered, or if you've moved residence or whatever in the intervening period, you can ring the Kerry County Council franchise office. Now you could do it today if you wish, or you could check the register.ie to see where you're registered.
Check the register.ie is where you'll find out where your boot is and where your location is.
But tomorrow there will be a free phone number manned by Kerry County Council staff from 7 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m. at night, and the number will be 1-800-245-380. So if you take that down, you can ring
1-800-245-380. And that's 7 a.m.
7 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night.
To help people while voting.
Yeah.
A listener asked, can I accidentally spoil my vote? I know some people spoil their vote deliberately, intentionally, which this person doesn't agree with. But is it possible to spoil your vote without meaning to do so?
Well, I presume that's what happens with people. You know, it's just an error. They've got the wrong... Yeah, you have some people where there'll be the same surnames in some of the ballot papers. So you may put the one opposite to the incorrect one. That's a genuine error if that's what happens.
You know,
so that's an example where it can happen by mistake, or you can just get confused. But if you do make an error, you've just got to say it to the presiding officer, bring the ballot paper over to them. If they're satisfied an error has occurred and that you're entitled to a second one, they'll mark the original spoiled, take it from you, fold it, put it into the spoiled in ballot paper envelope, and issue it a fresh one, and they also mark the counterfile spoiled.
Okay, yeah. And with that in mind, it's that's where you can step. It's probably a good idea for everybody, once they've finished with both ballot papers, to do a once over look. What have I actually done here? What have I written here? Have I made any mistakes?
Yeah,
and then go to the presiding officer, because if it's gone in the box, it's gone in the box.
You can't get a second one then, and yeah, you can't.
Okay, and checktheregister.ie is the website to go to. Another listener getting in touch here, Padraig, with a question. This is the first time I haven't received my polling card yet. There might be no reason for that.
It may be just an error in the post.
Yeah. But you can still vote. Check the register.ie. Yeah. If you don't know where you're going, check that. And also, you can go and you can bring your ID, as Patrick's talked about there, and you will be allowed to vote. What is the Kerry County Council franchise office number? Another person wants to know.
It's 066-712-1111. That'll get you to reception, but the free phone number is the best one to ring.
That's tomorrow, 7 a.m., yeah. Manned. Free phone number, 1-800-245-380. Yeah. Okay. Jerry, can I get information regarding the postal vote to be returned? It will be posted today. Is there a special envelope for it to return it in, or what's the address it has to be returned to?
You should have received your postal vote in the envelope. The return envelope should be with it.
Yes.
So you put the ballot paper envelopes and the declaration of identity into the ballot paper return envelope and send them all back through the post to me. They have to come through the post to us, so the last post will be probably lunchtime tomorrow. That's the last delivery post to us, so if you haven't it posted today, you'll be probably be out of time.
Yes.
We do get some postal votes in after the event, and they don't count if that happens.
Yeah.
So it's up to the postal voter to get them in time through the postal service.
Okay.
You can't throw them into the ballot box. They're not valid in the ballot box.
Yeah. They're separate.
They're separate.
Okay.
And again, if you've got a postal vote, you're not and you don't exercise it, you're not entitled to turn up at the polling station and cast your ballot at the polling station
in person, because you're given the postal vote for that reason, that you can't make it there.
And in any event, if you're to do that, it would be effectively personation, electoral offence. But aside from that, you'll be probably refused ballot paper anyhow, because the letter P or S will appear after
your
name, depending whether you're a postal or special.
Yeah. Okay. If someone's eliminated, how will their votes be distributed? And if someone gets a surplus, how are the remaining votes distributed? This is where the twos and threes are absolutely vital.
Yeah, well, that gets into the rules of the count itself. So that's for that'll be the local the Kerry County Council local returning officer for the local counts, and to be for Martin Harvey in the
Ireland South.
The Ireland South. Essentially, what happens in the count is that once they commence the count proper, as we call it, on either Saturday evening or in the locals, or Sunday in the Europeans, the first thing to happen will be that they will go through all of the ballot papers and pick out the first preferences. So they'll see, attribute the first preference across the board to everyone that entitled them. Any votes in that have no stamp, or where there's writing on the ballot paper, or that there's no clear first preference, they'll all be picked out and they'll be adjudicated on by the returning officers. So once you've determined then the number of votes attributed to each candidate and the number of valid votes in the election, the quote is calculated, and then they'll apply to the rules, electoral rules, to determine who's eliminated first.
Second, third, fourth, and where their votes go to.
It's a complicated process, in the sense that there are different rules that have to be applied. So, the returning officer has to follow those rules in rigorously and apply them to each count.
Sure. Okay. More people getting in touch in relation to voting cards. I haven't got mine. My other family have. What do I do?
Just turn up.
Turn up, bring your ID, and you'll be able to vote. And if you're in doubt, check the register.ie website to go to, and that'll confirm. But you'll probably know anyway if your family are getting, they're probably in the same boots as you.
Yeah. And if you're concerned you may not be included, or that you've been knocked off the register for some reason or other, you can check with the franchise office, and that's the best thing to do. If you don't want to go in and be embarrassed, just give them a ring before you travel in. But bring a form of photographic ID, driving license, passport, etc. It's crucial
that'll
to have
get
that.
You over the line. Yeah. Okay. Who's entitled to vote?
All our citizens are entitled to ballot paper in both polls. People with a D, and the people who are British citizens, have no entitlement to a European vote, but have an entitlement to a local vote.
And that's because they're no longer part of Europe.
That's because they're not a part of Europe. People with an L after their name, they would be people who are from outside the EU states and who are not Irish citizens yet. They would have a vote in the local elections, but not the European. People with a... No, so that's the main categorisation. PS&T then after your name, but that's, you know, people who've got a post for a special vote, they might like to do a second vote. And then the T would be people who'd have their vote transferred if they're working for me in a different location than their home station, they have a transferred vote. But essentially, the D and D are the two main categories to look for. If you're an Irish citizen, you have no letter after your name, you have an entitlement to vote across the board. Now, the presiding officers are confined to apply the what they find in the register of electors. So if you're registered with an incorrect designation after your name for some reason, well, there's nothing they can do on the day.
On the day.
That shouldn't happen very often, but it can happen. And if it does, they can only give you what you're entitled to. So again, yeah, when you're checking the register, check that you're properly registered as well.
Regardless if you're an international protection applicant or you are a Ukrainian beneficiary of temporary protection, if you're not on the register, you will not be allowed to
vote. You will not be allowed to vote.
They would have to be either on the register or else on the supplementary register, which is the 20th of May, I think, that came
correct
out.
Yes.
So that's just
and,
on that.
And what you'll find, if you've got your where to vote card, if you're on the supplement, or you'll have balancing written across the face of it. So that will tell you straight away you're on the green list, which is the balancing list.
Yeah.
Now, the both lists are equally significant. They're both equally of equal importance and equal merit. It's just one is a balancing list and the other is the list that was there at the date the election was called.
Yes.
So,
okay.
But they both form the register for the purpose of the poll.
Okay. All right. If there are two people in the same family with similar names, how can we find out which voting register, which voting card is whose? Says John O'Connor from Dingle.
You can't without they'll both be the same. They won't have a differentiation. Just take one each. That's simple.
And that's
as
all
that
you can do. Okay.
No, in the register, if you really want to find out, you'd have to ring the register, and they may give you, if you give them your PPS number, they may be able to check it from their database and tell you which is which. But they don't differentiate because they don't publish people's PPS numbers.
Yeah, okay. I'm just wondering about voting tomorrow. My voting card is my marriage name, which I don't use anymore. I don't have ID in that name, so can I vote?
Well, bring your form of marriage cert if you have it.
Yes,
and
that's
you'll,
a good
you'll
idea
prove it. Or if it's force a decree. Now, you may not want to be showing people that, but that's just
that's
the way
one
it
way
it
of
works
showing I am who I am. And
or
this is
if
my
some other form
name
of identification from previous, but you just have to set it out.
Yeah, and do it that way. Okay, yeah. Hi, Jerry. I'm getting voting cards at my parents' address as well as my own house address. What should I do to get the one being sent to my parents' address stopped?
Just contact the franchise office or tell the presiding officer tomorrow that you're getting polling cards in both, and indicate which one you want to have stopped, and ask them that there's a sheet of paper which we have the presiding officers complete on each poll, setting out any corrections or deletions that need to be made to the register, and we take details and submit that to the council after the poll. So just bring in the necessary information.
And then knock you off at the address you don't want to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you allowed to photograph your ballot paper?
No.
And we often find candidates who really should know better are some of the ones that fall foul of this one. They put it up, and in the era of social media, they fire it up. Look who I voted for. It's not allowed.
Yeah, breaching the secrecy of the ballot is an electoral offence. It can be investigated by the Gardaí, and if they choose to prosecute, it's a matter for them to do so if they have the evidence. But for any voter who goes into the polling station, they're not entitled to use their mobile phones or any other recording device to photograph themselves or anybody else casting their vote or their ballot paper. They shouldn't do it. The presiding officers have all been instructed not to permit the use of mobile phones in the polling stations. Now, I will accept that most of your mainstream politicians do look for a photo opportunity. Not all of them, some
yes
of them, where they're in the polling booth casting their vote. But what you'll notice about all of those photographs, they're set up with the staff in the office. They don't show a ballot paper that's marked At best, they're probably putting
putting it into the box,
folded, where you can't read or can't see the ballot paper, so that secrecy of the ballot is not compromised.
Okay, finally and briefly, we're a more multicultural society. People have lots of different religious beliefs. Some religions involve people covering their faces. Identification, they may be asked to remove. I'm talking hijab or niqab.
Yeah, but that's the reality. They may well be required to remove them so that people can compare the photographic ID with their.
Again, no offence intended.
It's just for identification. It's no different. Our priests here years ago in the church is the same thing with saying, can the law apply to it? Sorry, the law applies and you have to comply with it. If you don't comply with it or choose not to do so, but then you won't be afforded ballot paper if the presiding officer is not satisfied as to your identity. So it is your choice ultimately. We do leave you your choice, but you have to comply with the law and satisfy the presiding officer as to your identity. And again, people with face masks are the same, or if you came into it with a helmet on you, or you have to remove it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Padraig, listen, that's brilliant. That free phone number, 7 a.m. tomorrow for anyone who has any problems, 1-800-245-380. Check the register.ie is the one for today.
And one other thing I suppose that's worth saying is that for the visually impaired, there will be, they can use their mobile phone in the ballot, or in the polling booth, to listen to the visually disabled free phone for European ballot paper, which will have the mobile number 1-800-100-321. Now, that number will be available in the polling booth anyhow, but it's just there is a free phone for the European ballot paper, and what that does is it runs down through the ballot paper and tells you the candidates in numerical sequence, so you can mark the ballot paper yourself
that you want
using the ballot paper template. Yep. Or
okay.
And likewise for the locals, there's a free phone number 1-800-805-818, and you just go to the appropriate local electoral area ballot paper then for your area.
Okay, brilliant. Padraig, good luck with all the work over the weekend and beyond. My thanks to you for talking to us and going through all that for us in the programme this morning.